It's Monday, August the 8th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. It's a bog standard episode this week, guys. Nothing special, but that's okay.
Chilling.
Yeah, we'll have some stuff for you next week. Anything you want to open up with, Anthony?
I'm just we had a conversation before the podcast about wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just reminiscing about wrestling.
Mm. And?
There's a lot of fun stuff. I remember just, like, video, like, using my VHS player and asking my dad to buy a bunch of blank VHSs so I could tape Raw.
Wow.
I learned how to use the VCR only to tape Raw.
Really?
Yeah.
I learned how to use the VCR because my dad would rent stuff from, like, the video store.
Yeah.
And he would tell me, okay, copy these for me.
Oh, really? Wow. What a pirate. We recently just got rid of all of our VHS tapes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome to the future.
I know, right?
Wow. Yeah. Cool. Sweet.
Old technology.
Yeah.
8-track.
Oh, man. You know Laserdisc?
Yeah.
That's an analog medium.
Yep.
That's...
Those discs will last longer than us.
That blows my mind.
It's just crazy shit you could do with Laserdisc. It's fucking weird.
It's amazing that it died out, but...
It's too inconvenient. The same reason records died out.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Right? Like, CDs came along, and at the time, digital didn't exist.
Yeah, that's true. Still.
It's too cumbersome.
It is remarkable.
But now vinyl's back, baby! With a vengeance!
I don't know if it's back.
Vinyl's back.
I mean, it's always been around.
Listen, I just got 2 vinyl records for my birthday.
That's true. And you got a very good one.
I got 2 good ones.
You got 1 very good one.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, that's 1989.
Double vinyl, double album.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
It's good
one.
Stuff.
That's nice.
It's a good album.
The album art looks like an Instagram photo.
Yeah, that's the same on the CDs too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's just a blown up version.
Yeah.
That's why you need those huge raw files for your photos.
Yeah. Oh, for okay. When you do, like, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to collect music at this point,
mm-hmm.
like physically, like just do it vinyl, like do it in vinyl.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
How? What else would you collect?
CDs, man.
Even I'm not that stupid.
Because usually they come with a free digital download anyways of the album, so.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's move into some news that happened this week. So I'm going to start off something small. You know that anime Sword Art Online?
The one where they're in an MMO.
That's the one. The only one of its kind.
Yeah, the only one. There's only one of them, and it's that one.
Yeah, that's it. You know it. It's pretty popular,
it's okay.
I would say. It's I would say right. It's very popular. I'm not asking for your critical assessment. I'm saying it's a popular series.
Sure.
It's very right. popular.
It's okay.
It's so popular that it has gotten a live-action television show.
What? Wait. In America?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, whoa, what?
I mean... Maybe I should double check the facts here,
okay.
just in case. But yes, it's getting a live action television show, and I don't know how I feel about this. I think it's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Every time anime makes the transition to live action, it doesn't work out for the best.
Okay.
And
I don't know. Those Rurouni Kenshin movies are really good.
Was it? Well, yeah, they were good. But would you say they were? Did they live up to the anime?
True. No.
No.
Like, they were really good, but, like, if the anime is still better.
Yeah.
Like, I think it did it justice.
Okay. Breaking news.
Right.
Not breaking news. Sorry. I checked it up. No, it's not live action in Japan.
What?
It's live action in the West.
What? That's even crazier!
Skydance Media. You may have heard of Skydance. They do lots of production.
Don't they do, like, Chinese Kung Fu movies?
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. They are a production house. The writer is Leita... Kello Girdis? She's the writer of...
Oh, of course.
Attila Battle Angel.
Of course.
And Shutter Island.
Shutter Island. That's the one with the biggest practical explosion in any movie, period.
You got it.
Is it?
No, it's Leonardo...
Yeah, I think that's the one with the biggest practical explosion in any movie, period.
Okay. Well... There you go.
Do you even want to watch more Sword Art at this point? Like, I'm not going to watch it 100% because, like, I thought that show was whatever.
No, I think Sword Art, at the time, I thought I loved it. In hindsight, the first 14 episodes are brilliant.
Yeah.
The next 24 plus. The next 36 were middling.
Okay. Okay. That's fair.
Every time someone asks me if they should watch it, I say, watch the first 14. Call it quits there. When Kirito walks into the light at the end of the anime, call it quits.
Call it quits? Dunzo?
Yeah.
What was the fighting game with Kirito in it?
Oh, where, that anime one.
Yeah. Was it Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax?
Dengeki? Yeah.
I like his super move because he scrolls down the MMO menu and then pits dual swords and his sword split into two.
Oh, yeah, that's his power
it's
thing.
It's so
yeah.
fucking cool.
Yeah, because he gets that skill halfway through the anime where it's like, dual wield.
Yeah, dual wields. What?
Yeah. So it's happening. It's being fast-tracked. It's going to happen soon.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. When you rush to make creative things, does it ever turn out great?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
That's going to be fantastic.
Confirmed. So yeah, that's that. But then my big pick for the week is Overwatch-related, because I love Overwatch.
Lucio Ball!
So, the summer games have arrived.
We can't call them the other word, the O word.
Oh, the Olympics.
Oh! What have you done to us? We're done?
Yes.
We're done!
In celebration of the 2016 Rio Olympics, Blizzard has done an event that centers around
the summer games.
The summer games.
Because you can't say Olympics.
And it's fun to watch the developer video where the guy explains it all.
Yeah.
Because he tries his hardest to make sure he never mentions the Olympics. The closest he gets is, at this time of year, it's very popular in Rio.
every 4 years.
But he says it as if, like, it's this normal thing. Like, no, Rio's never popular unless... No.
Yeah, unless something happens.
Yeah, but anyways. Yeah, they've designed, like, their own special logo that looks... That's not at all looks like Rio's logo.
Okay.
But it's very, very reminiscent of Rio's logo.
Huh.
Yeah. And they've given certain characters new skins, new emotes, new victory poses and whatnot.
I've seen a couple. I saw a couple with you.
Yeah.
I like Tracer's track and field one.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Tracer's track and field one, Lucio's Brazil outfit, and Zarya's Russia outfits are definitely
her
the best.
Weightlifting outfit is super cool.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think it's the best one out of all of them just because I hate all of Zarya's other outfits. I don't know about you, but like every time I look at Zarya, that looks like a character that was over-designed so that no one could pick on her.
My thing is that I feel that her costumes aren't over-designed enough.
I don't know.
With her crazy laser gun that uses like black hole energy, like they could have gone way space crazy. They could have like made her into a Russian ethereal being.
Okay, sure.
That's
like,
made
out of
space.
That would work. I just mean like the ones that she has, like she either has the punk rock goth one,
yeah,
or she has the fucking
the cyber goth thing. Yeah,
no, she has the vape and look at my edgy hair. And then she has, well, I heard you guys don't like that, so just cover her in winter gear.
Here's the winter gear, right?
Yeah,
and yeah, I don't know. Whenever I see like that, doesn't bother me because whenever I look at her other costumes, I just think of what could have been.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what if she was just in like space armor and she was always on fire? But it was space fire.
See, that would be cool.
Yeah, it was space fire and stars and stuff. Yeah, her grenade shot black stars at you, right?
That would be cool.
Or like her laser was like a shooting star streak.
Yeah.
That continuous.
I'm into it.
Like,
I'm into it. Yeah, but yeah, so hers is the costume I definitely want the most. There's other small ones like D.Va has like just a color swap. Same with Widowmaker. Others. But yeah, they also, so that's what that is. It's they've taken out the regular loot boxes and all you get are summer games loot boxes.
I heard you have the option to switch to regular ones if you don't want the summer stuff.
No.
Really?
Like the option's there, but when you switch, it's turned off.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's blacked out.
Weird.
Yeah. But it's all cosmetic stuff. It's free. The thing that they added is Lucille Ball.
Yep.
I played one match of it. It's okay.
It's no Rocket League.
Well, at the end of the day, it's positioned as Rocket League.
Yeah.
But the brilliance of Rocket League is the fact that you're a car that you can barely control.
Yeah.
Whereas in Overwatch, you are Lucio.
Okay.
And it's just like, there is no excitement, there's no unpredictability to
it. I heard that there was a glitch that happened.
There's many glitches.
That you could get, what's her face, D.Va into Lucio Ball.
So it's not just D.Va.
Really?
You can essentially get anybody in there.
Cool.
You just can't choose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a bit random. And you can pretty much get anybody in there.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
And that really fucks with the dynamics of Lucio Ball.
Well, I would assume, like, yeah, if you're just...
Cause,
like, if you're Soldier 76, you just stand on the other side of the screen and go, kunk, 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 kunk.
Yep. D.Va doesn't have to reload, so she could just nail the ball all the time.
Yeah.
And then if she gets too far away, she could just zoom into it. So, Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to try out, but it's not worth going for it.
Like, if you want this, do you just recommend Rocket League? Like,
yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Overwatch is still a team-based FPS. Don't get it twisted. So.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. And then, yeah, what else did they announce? They announced the competitive mode. Season 1 is coming to an end August 17th.
Okay.
About 10 days from now.
And so they said that they were going to bring out bonus competitive points for people. How's that?
Yeah, happening? So if you completed your 10 placement matches, you will automatically get the Season 1 icon, the Season 1 spray.
Okay.
If you're top 500, you'll get the animated spray.
All right, so you're getting that animated spray.
No.
Oh.
No. And then the last thing they said is like, but don't worry, at the end of it, based on your performance in, in competitive mode, we're going to hand out at random competitive points to you at the very end.
Okay.
Up to 300.
Wow.
So that you could just buy your golden weapon.
Okay.
So, it's up to you.
I wonder how that'll happen, though, because like, if you've been playing a lot of matches, but you've just been losing every game, are they just going to give you 300? Be like, hey, here, you tried. Like,
I don't know. They haven't really specified that, and I doubt they ever will.
Yeah.
It'll just be a random-based thing. I'm hoping I get it, because I really want my D.Va golden guns.
What a waste.
On what?
D.Va's guns? Come on.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Yeah, man. What am I going to buy? A hammer?
Yeah. You're going to buy a golden hammer, and you yell, Goldeon hammer.
No, no, no. But his hammer's already gold in one of the skins.
Yeah, no, you buy the gold skin, then you have an even more gold hammer.
Oh, God. Yeah. So that's going to end on the 17th. Summer Games ends on the 22nd, and then Season 2 starts up September 6th.
Okay.
And who knows what Season 2 is about?
I assume there'll be different rewards.
I hope so. I hope so. The, what do you call it? They announced a World Cup for Overwatch.
What?
It's happening at BlizzCon in November.
Esports?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's happening. So tune into that if you're into
it's
that.
Like Dota.
I guess.
I think the International just happened recently.
Yeah. Have you seen high level Overwatch?
No. Like PC Overwatch?
Yeah.
No.
It's something else.
Is it fast?
It's. I don't know if it's fast. It's just way more calculated.
Oh, okay.
Like when you see a team working together as they're meant to be. It's
like if you could get a team playing their roles properly.
Yeah, like the one of the common ones that you'll see is the Bastion Mercy Reinhardt combo.
Oh, it's so good. Even in pub play, it's so good.
Yeah, and then but they also have like the backup of Lucio and two others.
Okay.
Like just like a flanker. Just to annoy, just to lead them into the Bastion.
Oh, to be like, oh, I'm getting at you. Like, yeah. But I'm shooting this way, so you gotta move this way.
Yeah, okay. like they have a lot of really interesting techniques going on. But yeah, that's Overwatch. I'm super pumped. I'm still playing it. I still play it a lot. I've come to know now just focus on playing on Zarya and D.Va because those are all I play now.
Okay.
Still tons of fun. All
right.
You didn't have any picks this week?
No.
Wow.
I couldn't think of anything.
Wow. You disappointed me, but that's okay.
That's it. You didn't have one last week. Why am I disappointing now, but you weren't disappointing then?
Because I can't be disappointing.
Oh my God. Whatever.
You want to move into our weeks?
Sure.
Okay, what were you doing?
Man, I played Dead or Alive 5 last round. Wow. Okay. Final round? Last round. So it went down in price. I was like, cool. Dead or Alive. I like Dead or Alive.
It's for PS4?
Yep.
You have a stick for PS4 yet?
No.
Oh.
But Dead or Alive is a game where I prefer to play it on the controller.
How do you hold it? Do you hold it like regular or do you hold it with your fingers over the face buttons?
Like regular.
Oh, okay.
Because so how Dead or Alive works is that there's a punch, a kick, a grab, and a block button.
Yeah.
But there's not, like, all of their combos aren't really joystick heavy, at least in my experience. Like, because all of their things are supposed to link into one another. So, like, it's all about connecting your normals, right?
Yeah.
And then countering and stuff. So there's not really, like, I don't need this, like, 720 stick movement, except for, like, maybe if I play Hayabusa, and that's only during a grab, right? Mm. So I don't really need to do it fast. Once I have the grab, then it's just autopilot.
Yeah.
And Dead or Alive is weird. So before I did this, I was playing Dead or Alive Ultimate on the original Xbox.
Yeah.
So I was playing a lot of Dead or Alive 2. And I'm like, man, I used to love the shit out of this game. I should really start. I should really check out the new one, see what it's like.
And
so I bought the new one. That game has not changed.
No.
Period.
It's like Tekken.
Like, it's great. Yeah, no, this I could not tell you the differences between 2 and 5. Other than that, there are more characters.
And it looks prettier.
And they changed Tengu into a girl called Neo Tengu.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And, like, that's about it. Like, to me, like, very casually coming into Dead or Alive,
mm-hmm.
this game is exactly the same. Just with a bigger roster.
Sounds about
right. And more stages.
Don't they have guest characters in this one?
Yeah, so they have the saddest thing in the world, because I don't think these characters will ever be in their own game ever again.
Okay.
Which is Akira and Sarah Bryant
from Virtual Fighter. Oh, that's why I remember.
So I'm like, so I'm playing them, right? And I'm like, you 100% play like Akira. And I'm playing Sarah. I'm like, you 100% play like Sarah. And it's like, you guys are never going to get Virtual Fighter 6. This game's never going to happen. And I'm so sad.
Virtual Fighter 5 was good.
It's really good. Yeah. If you guys want a really technical fighter.
Yeah.
And some of these, it's just straight for, like, you can only win matches in that game through sheer skill. Like, there is no doubt about it that, like, button mashing gets you nowhere in Virtual Fighter.
Yeah.
Like, Virtual Fighter 5, I think it's, I forget what the subtitle is, but it's digital only on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
That version of the game is awesome. On PlayStation 3, sorry.
Yes.
On PlayStation 3. But yeah, like, it's just, I play those characters, and, like, inside of me, I cry, and I'm like, no. I want a new Virtual Fighter.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's sad. They just put in a girl from... What's the Musou game that's not Dynasty Warriors, but it's the
Samurai Warriors?
Yeah, is that it? Yeah. Samurai Warriors? Is that actually what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, some girl from that game.
Okay.
There's Neo Tengu. There's a bunch of other Dead or Alive characters. Yeah, and... It's nonsense. That game's nonsense. There's also a story mode, which is also nonsense. And how it works is that you play one character at a time, but you don't play linearly through how the story progresses.
Okay.
It's wherever the character is at that point in time in the story. So it's like, I'm playing Ayane, and her first match, like the first match you play, is at the beginning of the timeline. But then you play the second match, and it's in the back third of the timeline.
Oh, because that's when she appears.
Yeah, and that's when she appears, right? Oh. It's like, and you're just jumping all over the place for this story, and you're like, where is anything? I don't know what's happening.
Oh, so like it would have been better if it was like more like Mortal Kombat, Justice, like, where they switch the characters to follow the story?
If it was like, I would not care about playing Kasumi and then Ayane and then playing Kasumi again later.
Yeah.
If it meant that I could follow the story.
I always liked that idea. That's always seemed nice.
Yeah, the Mortal Kombat story is the pinnacle of fighting game stories. Just because those NetherRealm games, they know what to do. Like, how they seamlessly switch between characters and cutscenes lead into matches.
I should really play Injustice.
It's fun. Yeah. It's really fun. I think... It was free for a while.
No, I have it.
Oh, okay.
I just,
okay. It's short. It's very short.
Hmm.
They bring up the cosmic treadmill.
Yes.
It's stupid.
I heard.
It's dumb. Yeah, and then Dead or Alive is just straight fun. It's very easy to get into. It's kind of like a rock, paper, scissors aspect to it, to where it's like, I'm going to punch you, so I'm going to counter your punch. I'm going to try and counter you, so I'm going to grab you, or I'm going to strike you, so I'm going to block.
Right.
Right. It's very rock, paper, scissors. And, yeah, it's super simple. It's really fun. But other than that, it's just been Odin Sphere. It's been so much Odin Sphere.
I noticed.
I'm on the final book.
Oh, wow.
I'm about 30 hours in, so I've completed all of the characters.
Yeah.
I've never gotten to... So, when I originally played it, I got up to Oswald, the Dark Knight. But I never actually played as him. I just got up to it. Right? Because I just finished Mercedes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need a fucking break from this game because Mercedes is balls.
Yes.
And then I just never went back to it. So now I finished Oswald, I finished Velvet, and those characters are super fun.
Velvet's great.
Velvet's so overpowered, it's insane. Nothing can touch her. You just lay down a flame carpet and then just do what's this, like flame spiral dash into people, and it's over.
Yep.
She's so busted. And the story's actually, like, from what I could remember and from now experiencing again, I really like that story. I really like the way that characters' stories overlap.
Sure.
But not to the point where it's like, we're going to form our Super Sentai team and take on the greatest evil together. It's more like we're all living our own lives.
Yeah.
And we happen to cross over paths. And certain things have happened in my story because you did this thing in your life.
Yeah.
And I really like that, like... Where I really like that their paths cross, But it's not that they're all trying to become buddy-buddy. They're all just living their lives, and they just so happen to do that stuff. And there's a whole story about a giant cauldron that can make infinite magic, and whoever holds that power is obviously unstoppable because they have infinite magic.
I see.
And there's, like, a prophecy for the end of the world coming, where a dragon, like, certain people will bring about a dragon that will destroy the world, and only two humans will survive.
Sounds about right.
So I'm in the final book, which is called Armageddon. And it has 5 chapters, and I believe it's just very short versions of every character you've played. So, and just to wrap up the end of the game.
Cool.
So I'm almost there. It's still, I still highly recommend that game. It's really fun. The changes made in the new mode are make that game playable.
Neat.
So, Odin Sphere. Yeah, I don't know what else, man. Like, it's been a lot of Odin Sphere. Monster Hunter. Oh, no, wait. I did play a new game on the Vita. It's called Shinobito 2.
Okay.
The Revenge of Zen.
Okay, sound okay.
So I was looking up, one day I was playing Tenchu, because I just bought Tenchu.
Right.
And I was like, man, I loved Tenchu. Okay. But I already played these games, and I know what to do, and they're all, it's all a known quantity. I was like, I wonder if there's anything that's Tenchu-esque that's been released. Okay. And I found this game, it's Shinobito 2. And it's a portable Tenchu. How the mission structure is. So you're this dude, your name is Zen, and this other magician killed your sister / partner in training. I don't really know which one it is.
Okay.
But you are, you almost get killed. You get saved by another ninja, and to honor your debt to him for saving your life, you work for his ninja clan, and you take odd jobs from other warring countries.
Oh.
So there's 3 countries, and depending on whose jobs you take, it'll put them more in power and put the other warring factions in a shittier state. And so you can totally play favorites. You can play evenly across the board. Apparently there are multiple endings depending on who you side with and who you choose to win the war, if anybody. And how the missions roll out is that you at the mission, you'll be at your home base and you have like a mission screen and you have a bunch of quests that you can take. And then all of the missions are very bite-sized, like, they're all meant to be speed-run through.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, like, if you do it, like, if you do a mission perfectly, there is a good chance that you will probably spend a minute and a half in one of these missions.
Is this kind of, like, similar structure to Metal Gear Portable Ops?
Yes. So, like, there, it's like, here's a quest that's like, save the dude, or deliver the thing.
Yeah.
Get to the point, right? Mm. But it's, you're a ninja, and you're trying to stealth kill a bunch of people with, like, cool attacks, and you get, like, this weird stop-time ability that just kind of breaks certain points of the game.
Yeah.
But I think that's meant to do that. And then there's, like, yeah, there's some alchemy in it, like, you put stuff in a jar, and it comes out as better stuff.
Yeah.
There's something that there's part of the alchemy uses the near functionality, but I don't think I'm ever going to use that. So,
well,
but it's really fun. It's a really fun portable game. Just like if you really like Tenchu, it's like it's just Tenchu but portable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a bite-sized mission that's meant to be like if you have a commute of some sort, like you're on the bus, like knock out like 1 or 2 missions,
yeah,
and then put it away. It's pretty fun. Right now I think it's $40 if you can find it. I think that would be a little bit too much. Like I'd probably wait till it's like 20, maybe, okay. Maybe even 30 if you really like Tenchu.
Okay.
I think 40 is asking a little too much, but
so it's Vita only?
Vita only. Yeah.
Wow.
But it's pretty fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm enjoying my time.
Neat.
And that's been my week. Yeah.
It's everything. Huh?
A lot of Nihonji games.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I didn't even show you the Overwatch skin for Genji.
Is he just a ninja?
Let me tell you what the name of his skin's called.
Okay.
It's called Nihon.
Oh my god, okay. Is he a literal rising sun?
No. He doesn't have the streaks to come out. Okay. His costume is all white.
Yeah.
And he has a red dot in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Looks kind of cool. I don't know.
I rewatched that video, The History of Japan.
Yeah.
I love that. Hey, China went to Japan. Hey, dipshits. And Japan's like, hey, China, can you stop calling us dipshits? And it's like, well, what do you want to call us? How about Sunrise Land?
Wow.
I love that video so much. If you haven't watched it, the history of Japan, it's so good.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find on YouTube.
Yeah, it's got like 15 million views now.
Yeah, you just type it in, the first one will pop up. Speaking of Japan, the thing that I did this week was watch more Japanese animation.
Your phone also agrees that you did do that.
Yeah, it was like, yep, you certainly did.
100%.
Fucking loser.
So tell us all about your volleyball sprees.
Didn't I tell you I finished Haikyuu?
Did we talk about that you finished it last week, or was last week that you watched 40 episodes?
I think last week I told that I finished
okay.
it. Okay. Well, I finished it.
Like, for realsies?
Yeah.
So you're ready?
I'm ready.
Did you read the required fanfic?
No.
The alts reality?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I'm ready for season 3 this coming fall.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I'm going to watch all the volleyball in the Olympics.
Wow, you're just getting way into volleyball now?
No, I feel like I need something to fill my time.
Well, listen, all I'm saying is that if you guys want to go play volleyball, down.
I see, I don't want to play volleyball.
Oh, okay.
Like, but it's a good anime.
Okay.
I watched another anime. This is another of the summer premieres. But okay. This one was weird because Crunchyroll just did it Netflix style, and they're like, here's 13 episodes at once, go.
Okay, what is it?
It's called Re-Life.
All right.
Here's the premise.
It's a relay.
No.
Oh, dang, so close.
First of all, it's a seinen.
Okay.
So it's aimed at the older audience.
All right.
Or slightly older audience. More like college crowd. Maybe older.
Is it the most... Are they hunting the most dangerous game? No. Human beings?
Well, maybe.
Maybe. All right.
It depends what you consider as hunting.
Shooting them in the face.
He is a 27-year-old dude.
Okay.
Who, down on his luck, he is currently unemployed, lives on his own.
Yeah.
Works at a part-time at a convenience store. At a kombini.
Oh, kombini.
Yeah, that's
a Lawson's.
Yeah, that's right. The one. And he gets a call from his mom, and he's like, listen, we're going to stop sending you money to live on your own. He's like, but why? And he's like, because you're 27. Get off your ass and do something with your life.
Oh, so it's not that... It's just that he's had bad luck. It's that he just actively doesn't do anything.
Well, it gets more into the story, and like, yeah, he totally has had a... Like, he... His upbringing was, after high school, he took 2 years off to do shit all.
Yeah.
Then he went to school and finished it slowly. Then he graduated with a job in line. And then after about a couple months, he quit that job, and now he's like a...
He's like a bum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's his basic story, and, like, the first episode's all about how his friends call him to hang out.
Yeah.
Like, his friends that he went to school with, and they're like... And he pretends like he still is, like, this working man, like, he has to lie about... You know,
I still work for the company. Like,
it's like, so how's life treating you? He's like, oh, you know, I'm surviving.
You know? I'm living.
But like, and then after that, it goes to like his, like when he has to leave, it goes through his regrets of like, man, what's like, my friends are all succeeding around me. What have I done with my life? Like, and it's definitely that crisis, I think, that a lot of people face after they graduate school, right?
Of like what to do now.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so like he seems very, like, it is kind of like this thing where, like, he's very sad about it, but he doesn't know what to do about it and whatnot, and he seems like he's kind of lost his way in life.
Okay.
Out of nowhere, on his way home, some dude comes by and is like, hey, what's up? Want to join Re-Life? Like, just like that.
That's creepy.
Yeah, and he's like, what's Re-Life? And he's like, half drunk, whatever, and he's like, oh, you know, it's this thing where we put you back in high school. All you gotta do is take this pill. Take the blue pill. And it'll...
Wait. So, like, mentally, does he go back in high school, or...
So I'm about to tell you, the pill makes you look like it reverses your time.
Okay.
Like, not reverses time, sorry. It, makes you look youthful again, like a high school student. Okay. So it makes him look younger again. And then they enroll him in high school.
Weird.
Like, in mind, he's still 27.
So he has all of the knowledge of a 27-year-old.
But they're like, you're going back to high school. Like, if you do this, we will pay for expenses for a year.
Is it temporary? Like, is he gonna poof back into 27 later? Like,
no, as long as he takes his pill, he will always look like that. There's a reverse pill to bring him back to normal.
But if I take the pill,
yeah,
and I'm the turn,
yeah,
I don't know, 13,
yeah,
can I just let it ride and like I just re-age 14, 15, or do I have to keep taking this pill?
I think so, because the pill has special dosages for each person. Like, he reverts back 10 years to 17, so he could be third year in high school.
Okay.
And, yeah, so he's in high school again, right?
Yeah.
And the reason, and, like, the whole show is about, he's, in high school is your growing up phase, right? You learn how to socially interact with one another, you learn, how to make it's a safe place to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the Real Life program is to get people like him who are down on his luck, who've kind of lost their confidence, and kind of rebuild that by bringing them back to where it all started.
Okay.
And that's what the show's about. And it gets real serious. Like, real, kind of like, this is almost too real for me.
So you love it?
I do love it.
Okay.
And it gets pretty tragic. The saddest part, though, is he knows... He's making all these great for relationships and friends and memory. You know, youth.
Yeah.
You're making great memories with your friends and whatnot. But he knows at the end of the year, he has to just say goodbye to all of them.
True.
And so he's stuck in this medium of like, how close am I going to let myself get to these people? But I thought, or is it, but at the same time, it's like, but I thought the whole point was to be in this situation so that I could learn how to be that type of person again. And
I really like that storyline. So I think what was that 4-disc JRPG for the 360?
Lost Odyssey.
Oh, Lost Odyssey played a lot because they're immortal, and so it's just like, do I get close to these people who aren't immortal, right? Because they're just gonna die.
Yeah.
Right. And I really that aspect of a story is really interesting.
Yeah. No, it's great though because it's not just about him. He also, because it's high school, he has to deal with all of his friends' problems too, and like he has to help them with theirs.
Okay.
And he gets into a situation where he likes to help everyone else, but he won't really allow others
to help him.
Yeah, because he's kind of like, at the end of this, you're all gonna forget me. And
yeah.
Like he doesn't want to say anything to them, and so it.
But then it's like a catch 22 because by helping them, they're gonna have memories.
Exactly. Okay. And yeah, it's good. It the 13 episodes only takes place across the first term of third year.
Okay.
So you don't know how it ends. Like, the character arcs all come to an end, and you can, and like, it leaves it open-ended for you to interpret what happens. Like, you can see where half of these people will go.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of open-ended up for interpretation. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was serious.
So you finished it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was 13 episodes, and it's got this good blend of comedy. Like, it's still pretty funny and lighthearted, but at the same time, it gets super serious. And there's some twists in there that are kind of interesting.
Okay.
We'll say.
This does sound really cool. Like, I might actually watch this.
Yeah, like, and as the story goes on, you learn as to why he quit his job.
Okay.
And it's essentially that part of the story is all about the corporate world.
All right.
And how he just didn't agree with, I guess, discrimination in the workplace.
Okay.
Like women discrimination in Japan versus rookies and like all sorts of things.
The seniority levels.
Yeah. Like he just didn't agree with it and such. And like it got to him and like... That's what ultimately led him to.
It's funny because like that's an actual issue.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing, and it gets real deep, and you're just like, fuck. At first, when I was watching it, I was kind of like, I felt kind of uncomfortable because I'm like, man, this is I can totally understand like where he's coming from. Like I've seen certain things like this in places that I've worked at, or
I deal with that in places that I work now.
Yeah, or even just his situation right now. Like he doesn't have to do with himself, and he's looking for a job. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally looking for a job. I don't know like what's going on. So, yeah, it's good though. It's good.
Okay,
I'm into it.
No, I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Yeah. Otherwise, that's it.
That's it.
Like I totally tried to get back into the YouTube game. I made a video every day.
Dang.
Because I wanted to know what that would be like.
Yeah.
You know how like you see those top YouTubers and like they're putting out content on the daily?
Yeah, but they also have teams. Like PewDiePie is just recording that shit and then he just gets someone else to edit everything.
Yeah.
Right? Like Game Grumps doesn't edit their own
shit.
Yeah,
but there's like there's little like mid-level tier dudes who are like hovering just under like the 1 million mark in subs. Oh, okay. And you know they're all doing it by themselves.
Okay.
And it's like, how do they do it? And I wanted to know and it's tough. Like, it's worse than having a full-time job.
That's the one thing that, like, I think people never understand about internet celebrity status.
Yeah.
Is that there is so much fucking work. Like, it's awesome because you get to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But the amount of work you have to do is usually more than a 40-hour work week.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, even if you finish one video or you finish one part, there's always going to be the next one.
Yeah.
And because you set your own hours, it's always like... Every time you're not working on it, you feel like, well,
it's like I could have been working.
I'm missing out on this. Like, yeah. And you, And there's no such thing as getting ahead. Like, I can't quite make 5 videos to then just schedule release.
I've always felt like in your situation, you could. Because they are reviews of toys. I could. And you don't necessarily do the newest stuff.
I could. But it's like, it takes so long to do one.
Oh, okay.
That I get burnt out fast.
So there couldn't be, like, a thing, like... Say you didn't release a video for, like, 2 weeks, just so you could bank a bunch, right? And give you some leeway time.
Yeah.
It's like, that might not be worth it. Like, the amount of leeway time that would give you is not enough.
No, because then I'm missing out on 2 weeks of stuff I could have put out.
Yeah, okay.
Right? But yeah, no, so I really tried. I really tried to integrate, like, making one video a day. Turns out I can, if I'm really at it, I can make a video in 3 hours.
Okay.
Which is a lot of time, considering it's for, like, 4 minutes of content.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the first time I did that video review. Yeah, yeah. I was just like, holy shit, no, I've been editing this 9-minute thing for, like, 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, initially I started out trying to do one video every 12 hours. And I was like, I can't do that. I did it for the first 3, and I'm like, this is stupid.
This is too much.
Yeah. So I did it one day. And
like, even if you did, like, a video a week.
See, but that's what I usually do. But I found that that wasn't enough.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I should be doing more. But I found out that my time is usually video games, anime, or cycling.
Yeah.
And if I want to make a video every day, I have to cut out one of those things each day.
Okay.
And so, like, so one day I just don't play video games, one day I don't watch anime, one day I don't do cycling. The day I cut out cycling, I felt, like, awful.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, I'm at my computer editing or writing, and then I'm like, I'm going to watch anime.
I'm just going to roll over to this side of the room.
Yeah. Food? Okay, it's time to play video games.
Roll out of your bed.
Yeah, and okay. I was just like... Okay, maybe I shouldn't cut that one out. I shouldn't do that. I
shouldn't cut the actual physical part.
Yeah, I was like, maybe that's a bad idea.
For a job that's, or any job that's sitting at a computer, like, you probably should fit in some physical exercise.
Yeah.
That's why people get standing desks.
Yeah. So I learned that lesson quick, and I was like, okay, I guess I can't cut out that. And I'm like, but I can't be a weeb.
But anime.
But the waifus are waiting.
Full-time jobs are cutting into my fucking video game playing time so hard. I could have been done Odin Sphere, like, 3 weeks ago if it wasn't for this goddamn job.
Oh, Anthony. These are the first of first world problems. I've got this job in this poor economy that's cutting into my video game
time. It's garbage. Ugh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Why is that dog barking?
I don't know. Maybe it heard me yelling about video games, and he's like, you're right, Anthony.
I don't know if the audience can share that, but there is a... tiny dog with the biggest lungs
yapping.
Yeah, and we get up there, he's gonna be hyperventilating.
True.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, no, that was my week. I made videos and I made anime.
I remember something that I did.
Tell me.
I read a new manga.
What's it called?
I believe the title is called Ultra Heaven. And what it's about, it's that it's a future where every single one of your feelings and emotions are simulated by drugs. They're artificial. Like, being hooked on a drug is A-okay. There are special, like, drug bars where there are bartenders that concoct you special drugs so that you can get a certain type of fix. It's like, oh, I want that feeling, the refreshed feeling I feel when I get out of a hot tub or, like, a sauna. Whoa. When I feel, like, really refreshed and, like, relaxed. Whoa. But I want that constantly for a week.
Whoa.
And so you, like, syringe yourself. There, the first chapter opens up with two people filming, like, two actors filming a drug commercial.
Yeah.
That is like, don't you want that feeling that you get when X and Y happens? Well, why don't you try it? And they do this elaborate, like, drug thing. But they're actually injecting drugs in the commercial. Like,
Sounds dangerous.
The actor comes out and he's like, man, this new drug's crazy. Like, I'm tripping balls and, like, I'm seeing rocks flying at me and shit. And I haven't gotten to, like, the meat of the story, but there's this, there's the main character, he's, like, a small-time peddler, and also he's kind of hooked on some crazy stuff.
Okay.
And I haven't seen where the story goes yet, but the art in this show is, or sorry, the series is amazing, especially when they take you on drug trips with the main character, because it breaks traditional manga format, and there's a lot of... there's a lot of just full 2-page spreads of, like, really beautifully detailed mind trips. and just like trying to experience what like crack addicts feel when they're on their high, when they're having like a good trip, or like when you take acid and you're just like on your couch, like feeling like you're going a million miles an hour, but actually nothing's happening. Wow. Right. I haven't gotten far enough in it to recommend it on a story basis, but just to see some of those like full page spreads of like mind breaking drug trips is really cool.
What would be a drug that you'd want so you could feel something?
So I could feel something forever? Yeah. Or like, I don't know. Yeah. That's a hard one.
Do you like the feeling of getting like goosebumps and stuff?
Not really. I try and rub them out
when
usually.
When your hair stands on end?
No, I try to rub it out usually. I don't know. Do you have one?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like different sort of feelings that I get when I... There's not much that I would like. Well, I don't know. Like I'm trying to think of when I'm happiest, but I can't really put it together.
Yeah, and it's all like, it's really temporary stuff. Like, it's like the people that are like businessmen, they're going to these drug bars and they're being like, I want the feeling of euphoria that I get when I get a bonus on my paycheck. And the bartender will concoct a drug that will make you feel that sensation of being like, oh, and so like this one guy came in and he's like, these people think I'm expendable. They're being assholes to me at work. I fucking hate it. And so what they did is the bartender concocted a drug that makes you feel like you're like, you can't be expended. Like you're super important to your job and you have a sense of pride within you. But they simulated that through a drug.
Is it all good feelings or does some ask for like bad feelings?
I haven't got that far. Probably someone who's like, I want a bad trip. Let's go. But there's other stuff. There's like drug video games where like you put like this, it looks like a VR helmet and then you implant it in your head and then you take your drug and then you just zone out for a while. Yeah. And then you can like, it's like a meditation sort of, and you can see people's mantras or like their auras and stuff. It's really interesting. I've never read anything like it before.
That'd be cool. I would like to have a drug that gave me the feeling of when I was 12 and I brought home a failing report card to my parents.
Oh, like the pit in your stomach?
Like you just have this sense of panic. Oh. Like as you're entering the door to your house. That's terrible. I would love to see what that's like for like 24 hours.
All the bartenders, there have to be licensed doctors.
So that makes sense.
There's a lot of people who... So there's one type of drug you could take that's over-the-counter, but if you mix it with this other drug, it just instantly kills you, stops your heart. And so what people want is that they want the ultimate high, that feeling before they die.
That's cool.
They want that out-of-body experience when they're on the brink, teetering between life and death. Huh. Because the bartenders have to save them. If for any reason someone dies of a drug-related death in your bar, they shut it down.
Oh, wow.
Right? So people go looking for that ultimate high. But the other end of that is that when they find it, nothing else compares.
Jeez.
So they're just like taking all these drugs to be like, I need that feeling again, but I can't get it.
Gosh.
Right? Yeah. So
it's a cool concept.
It's a really cool concept. I really hope to read more next week. Yeah. Tell you more next week.
Yeah, I don't know how much I feel about positive feelings, but I would like to experience just like any sort of feeling just around anything.
I would like to feel hyper, like more powered up feelings. Like, I wonder what it would be like if I could like see things, but with like 10 times more fidelity.
Oh, like right? A bird?
Like a bird, yeah.
Wow.
Or like hear things like a rabbit. Right? Just, like, have this, like, super heightened sense. That'd be cool. Or, like, ultra-taste things. Right? I want to know what a sour candy tastes like when it tastes like it's 10 times as sour.
Yeah. Jeez. Well.
Or exciting. Like, or, like, what a punch feels like if your pain receptors are just through the roof.
Oh. Ouch.
Like a rib shot.
Oh, man. If you could enhance your pain receptors? Yeah. That's, like, the ultimate form of torture. Just give that to somebody.
Like you just flick them and it's like they broke a bone or something. Yeah.
Ooh. I like it.
So that's 300 in the basement. We're all fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I believe it's called Ultra Heaven. I will confirm it next week. I don't have my phone here to double check. So
yeah. Okay then. Well, that's a good place to end the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. Suicide Squad next week. We'll check it out.
For sure.
We'll let you know what's up. We'll tell you if it's good or bad. You know us.
Or in the middle.
No, we'll just tell you if it's good or bad.
Okay.
Yeah. No in the middle bullshit.
Oh, fine.
This is a watch or don't watch situation. Okay, see you guys next week.
See ya.